You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Three San Antonio City Council members are requesting a special meeting to discuss a $75 million community benefits package tied to a new downtown Spurs arena. TPR's Jerry Clayton explains.
Negotiations on the community benefits agreement and other project documents are scheduled to be finalized by the end of the year. The request was filed in response to calls from the public for more involvement in determining how the proposed benefits package would be spent. The memo, signed by council members Sue Kaur, Terry Castillo, and Marina Alderetti-Gavito, asked that a special meeting be held before August 7th. The council members argue that because the city is considering a $489 million investment in the downtown sports and entertainment district, residents should have a meaningful role in shaping how community benefits are delivered. They say priorities raised by residents include affordable housing, workforce development, and child care. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Family members of a young San Antonio mariachi musician are hoping Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro can help secure his release after being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 20-year-old Herbert Ibarra Castro was detained after a traffic stop in China Grove last Thursday while driving home from a performance. He's now being held at an ICE detention center in Pearsall. His mother told the Express News Castro is married to a U.S. citizen. The China Grove Police Department is one of the Texas law enforcement agencies that have agreements with immigration authorities. Representative Castro told the family he is working to secure the young musician's release. And a nun from the Rio Grande Valley who was detained by ICE over the weekend has been released. The League of United Latin American Citizens says Sister Leti was detained while on the way to Sunday Mass at Our Lady of Sorrows Church in McAllen. South Texas lawmakers Monica de la Cruz and Henry Cuellar said on social media that Sister Leti was released Sunday afternoon after the lawmakers worked with the Department of Homeland Security to secure her release. LULAC is demanding a full account as to why Sister Leti was detained. Residents of Hunt and Kerr County met recently to discuss the county's new flood warning systems. The system combines flood warning sirens with mobile alerts and expanded monitoring of rainfall and upstream river conditions. But resident Rebecca Murphy remains skeptical, recalling the response to a devastating 2015 flood in Wimberley that killed at least 12 people, including several children.
The state, you know, they did not fund warning systems. They knew we were at risk after Wimberley. You know, a study was done.
Murphy says she's glad to see progress, but says it came too late to save the lives lost last July 4th.
I do going forward. I feel like some efforts are being made to do the right thing. It's really sad that they're closing the barn door after all of the cattle have escaped.
Officials say additional equipment will be installed in the coming months as they continue refining the flood warning network. A thick plume of Saharan dust is expected to linger across south-central Texas today and into tomorrow. The dust originates in North Africa and is carried across the Atlantic by prevailing winds before reaching Texas. Melody Geiger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says most people will notice hazy skies and reduced visibility.
For people with sensitive health issues, it might be unhealthy for them outside, so our air quality will be going down. If you have allergies, that could affect your allergies, so stock up on the Claritin.
Geiger says the haze can be especially noticed during sunrise and sunset. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.